emergency care.
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Keys Talk 96.9 102.5 is WKEZ Tavernier, WPIK Summerlin Key, guided by Talon Wealth and GuardingYourNestEgg.com. It is 8 o'clock.
A second day of testimony at the first Trump trial. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, but his lawyer, Will Scharf, insists to Fox.
This is a show trial. President Trump did absolutely nothing wrong. And we firmly believe that the evidence is going to bear that out in court in the coming weeks.
The former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker will take the witness stand again, testifying about paying for and killing negative Trump stories before the 2016 election. The former president is charged with falsifying records and payments to keep one alleged affair quiet. But Fox's Eric Shawn reports from outside the New York court.
Before we hear testimony resuming in the trial today, there will be that hearing held on the 10 violations that District Attorney Ivan Bragg's office says Trump filed. Violated by attacking witnesses and court staff. The former president could be fined $1,000 for each one, and the penalty could be up to 1 month in jail, though no one seriously thinks the judge will lock him up.
As anti-Israel protests continue at college campuses from California to Michigan to New York, President Biden says,
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
At NYU, demonstrators chanted shame as police arrested dozens in New York City. Fox's Alexis McAdams is at Columbia, where students fearing for their safety are being allowed to take classes remotely.
As those protests continue, and there's more tents set up here right behind me on this campus, there are very powerful alumni, like the owner of the New England Patriots, Bob Kraft, who say they're going to pull their money out of this university.
We can't have this intimidation that's filtering through all these colleges and the hate.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help finding whoever shot and wounded a deputy who was sitting on a motorcycle yesterday afternoon. He is stable now. Police in Chicago are looking for a cop killer, releasing surveillance video of a person of interest in Sunday's shooting that left a police officer dead. America's listening to Fox News.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. They support America's heroes, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Tunnel to Towers gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. Join Tunnel to Towers. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. Are you still on the fence about owning gold? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. The Oxford Gold Group are the pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD.
This is Florida News Now.
The battle between Miami-Dade County and the Miami Seaquarium continues. The county issued the Seaquarium's owners, the Dolphin Company, an eviction notice. The county accuses the company of numerous and significant violations and defaults. A man in a wheelchair is accused of setting a fire outside a Miami bakery before getting up and running away. Police tracked down 63-year-old Pedro Rosa on Monday.
He's upset because the employees of the bakery told him to stop exposing himself to customers in front of their store. So then he goes and sets a garbage can on fire that's adjacent to the business.
Judge Mindy Glazer says Rosa faces arson charges and set bond at $7,500. As the temperatures begin to rise, the federal government has a new tool to help you beat the heat.
NOAA and the CDC are launching a new experimental tool called Heat Risk. National Weather Service Director Ken Graham says it's more than just a heat advisory.
That takes us to another level. That takes it to historically, where do we see fatalities?
The color-coded map offers heat-related impacts over a 24-hour period and looks 7 days out. Extreme heat kills more than 1,200 people in the U.S. every year, and last year sent more than 120,000 people to emergency rooms. Eric Rodriguez, Miami.
Pinellas school board members will consider new rules limiting students' cell phone use. The rules would ban elementary and middle school students from using a wireless device during the school day. A recent meeting that shows esports is growing in popularity in Florida. The High School Athletic Association Board of Directors met in Gainesville and is considering allowing competitive esports. 400 schools responded to a survey, and over half say they would explore adding esports if it was sanctioned by the state. With Florida's News, I'm Chris Trankman.
Hello, my name is Corey McFarland, branch manager at Dex & Docks Lumber Company on Big Pine Key. We at Dex & Docks pride ourselves in being a one-stop shop to provide you with everything you need to build or improve your deck or dock and much, much more. Dex & Docks has over 25 years of experience and is the only supplier in the area to carry WearDeck brand reinforced polymeric lumber with heat reflective technology for those hot key summer days. We also carry everything you need to accessorize your outdoor space, from outdoor showers, Fendall dock bumpers, to ladders and power pedestals. You'll be surprised at everything we offer at our expansive facility on Overseas Highway on Big Pine Key. Visit dex-docs.com for more information or call 305-902-3325 to speak with myself or any of our helpful project consultants. That's dex-docs.com or call 305-902-3325.
Dex & Docs Lumber Company, across from the Tom Thumb store in Big Pine Key. Calling all captains to join the 42nd Annual Naval Independence Boat Parade in Key West Harbor on April 26, prior to the Great Sea Battle. Deck your boat out and sail past Mallory Square with a battle fleet, then stay to cheer them on. Sign up online at ConkRepublic.com before April 19th. That's ConkRepublic.com. The Boat Parade is one of the fun-filled events for the 42nd Annual Conk Republic Independence Celebration, April 19th through the 28th. Brought to you in part by the Monroe County Tourist Development Council, DAC1, and Keys Business Community. The Florida Keys in Key West. Close to perfect, far from normal.
Welcome to Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
And good morning. There I go, clearing my throat one last time. Before I join you, it is Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. Looking like US 1 is clear this morning. No major incidents to report. So that is also good news. We do have some construction in the lower Keys around mile marker 6 northbound at last report. And otherwise, 74 degrees should be a good day for a drive. 82 for your high. No mention of rain for today. Tonight, slight chance of showers, 10%, 74 Wednesday. Slight chance of showers again, 10%, 83. Thursday, mostly sunny, 82. Friday, sunny, 82. And the weekend looking sunny on Saturday. Sunday, slight chance of showers again at 10%, but should be very, very nice for the Conk Republic Independence Day celebration running through Sunday. We now say good morning to Vivian Dodge. She's Executive Director, Chapters Health Hospice in Monroe County. Good morning, Vivian.
Hey, good morning. Hi. Thanks there. For having me.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you very much for being here. As always, you bring some very important information to the forefront. So we appreciate you doing that. There is a new service program available, started in late fall of 2023 with Chapters Health Hospice. Let's talk about that program.
Oh, yes. I'm very excited to talk about our new Children's Bereavement Program. And as you said, we launched that this past year in the late fall.
Very good. Well, the Children's Bereavement Program, tell us about it in a little more detail. What's the focus of it, and why is that so important?
It's a program that provides grief support for children and teens, so starting about the age of 8 through 18. You know, losing a loved one is difficult, even for us as adults, but to a child, it can be quite isolating and be extremely, extremely difficult. And, you know, there was a study by judyshouse.org, which is a national children's bereavement entity, that revealed, this is incredible, that revealed that 1 in 12 children in Florida will experience the death of a parent or a sibling by the age 18. And that's pretty dramatic when you think that that statistic does not include other relatives, neighbors, friends. So 1 in 12 have a death of a parent or a sibling by the age of 18. And, you know, we felt strongly that children's bereavement was an underserved and unmet need in Monroe County. Yeah. And, you know, and it's important because addressing grief with children can have a positive impact on how a person responds to future loss later in their life.
Yeah, certainly children are very impressionable, and the experiences they have early on are very long-lasting. So certainly the Children's Bereavement Program, I would assume, fills a great need, just indicated by the statistics you just mentioned. Vivian Dodge with us, Executive Director, Chapters Health Hospice, on Keys Talk, 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. Vivian, you mentioned a couple of the differences that children experience as opposed to adult grief, but what are some other differences that make it that distinctive?
Children actually process their grief differently than we do. Many of them will grieve what I call in spurts. They'll be perfectly happy, normal, playing for a couple days, and then suddenly they stop, or it might be for a couple hours. A child's grief also can manifest itself emotionally through anger, sadness, behavioral issues. So they start misbehaving, they start acting out, their school studies start to drop, it affects their performance. We also see that many kids start to withdraw and isolate themselves from others. You know, they'll become disengaged. They don't really feel like playing their sports. They don't feel like really going to that event. And we see that a lot. Unfortunately, you know, we do have a pretty high suicide rate here in Florida and in the Keys. And I think that affects more of our teens. You know, so a teen who has experienced a suicide of a friend starts to often feel very guilty and may not know how to cope with such a devastating event. So it's really interesting, you know, an adult, we can sit and talk about our feelings. A child doesn't do it the same way as we do.
Yeah. So, Vivian, it is interesting. I speak with the Guidance Care Center on a monthly basis with Maureen here. And I know you're familiar with her. She talks a lot about the extra stressors, we'll say, in the Florida Keys, whether it's cost of living or other pressures put upon adults and children in the Keys. So I would imagine that a lot of children are affected emotionally and in bereavement as well, as you just mentioned. So
absolutely. And you know what, you know, some of the strategies that we use, Michael, you know, counseling is based on age appropriate methodologies. So smaller children, younger children will express themselves through activities or other ways than just talking. And we've developed these little backpacks, age-appropriate backpacks that we give to the kids that are undergoing counseling. And inside are some activities and other items that our counselor can use to bring out their feelings.
Well, those of us who are parents or grandparents know that children can be somewhat volatile anyway, but bereavement, I'm sure, is a particularly difficult situation for a child. So how do you get referrals or learn of a child needing bereavement then?
Well, there are a couple ways. First of all, if it's a hospice patient who's died, who has a teen or a child in the house or a grandkid, we're automatically kind of looking out for them. But we also collaborate with Monroe County Schools system, their counselors and their staff, and we will receive calls from them regarding children that they know have experienced a loss, you know, regardless of whether they were under hospice. And we also target some of the churches as well if they know of a family member who's, you know, congregant knows that their child is not doing well. So we have a variety of ways, and I have to give a lot of credit to Monroe County School System. They've been very supportive of this program.
Well, again, it's Vivian Dodge with us. She is Executive Director, Chapters Health Hospice on Keys Talk, 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. Yes, I certainly would think that the school district appreciates the support in providing this very important children's bereavement program. Is there a cost for a service? I know that some people may feel that's an impediment or may not want to look into it because they're afraid of what it might cost.
No, the program is free for children in Monroe County. And even if the loss is unrelated to hospice, you know, our goal, Michael, is really to help children and teens restore some hope, offer ways to cope with their grief, and offer support not only to those children, those kids, but to their families as well. And how can we help those families bring out the best in their child if they're grieving as well? And that's an important strategy, too.
Well, it certainly is an important strategy, and it's an important service as well. Is there a way for individuals to get involved to help with the bereavement program, whether it's – I'm sure that your counselors are highly skilled and trained. Are there volunteer opportunities or opportunities to support it in other ways should people feel this is a calling for them?
Well, there are always opportunities to volunteer for hospice. And, you know, yes, if they wanted to do something like this, then we would have to have special training. But there are other ways that, you know, individuals can volunteer. And actually, Michael, that's a very good segue because April is National Volunteer Month, and this is National Hospice Volunteer Week. So a shout out to all those hospice volunteers. And I want to acknowledge the incredible impact they have and they make on the lives of others.
They certainly do. I know that firsthand, and that's why I wanted to mention providing support for anyone who feels that that is something they want to take part in, because it certainly is a very worthwhile cause, filling a great need. So speaking about the Children's Bereavement Program with Vivian Dodge, the Executive Director of Chapters Health Hospice. So I think we did cover the program adequately, but is there anything else you'd like to add here, Vivian, before we let you go?
No, just again, a shout out and a thank you to all the volunteers, not only in hospice, but all the volunteers that work in our different agencies throughout the Keys. You know, volunteers give their time and talents willingly, and we would all be lost without them. So thank you, all you volunteers out there. Mm.
Thank you, Vivian, for all you do each and every day. You have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot.
Good talk. Indeed. Great talking to you, Vivian. Vivian Dodge, Executive Director, Chapters Health Hospice. Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. It is a nice looking, well, actually looking a little bit overcast here as I peek out the window. It is going to be a good one, though, they say. Mostly sunny, 82 degrees. Relatively speaking, every day here is a good day when you compare it to other parts of the world. 74 currently, up to 82. Tonight, slight chance of showers, 10%. 74. Tomorrow, 83. Looking pretty good for the rest of the week as well. Again, checking the traffic, not too bad. Still a pretty heavy volume in the typical areas of Isle Marana, Stock Island, Big Coppet, and the like, but otherwise no major incidents causing any dramatic stoppages this morning. 8:17 now, Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. Certainly appreciate you joining us here. We will return in a moment.
Lichty Marina Marathon is proud to be the Keys' largest Suzuki repower dealer. Suzuki engines deliver unmatched reliability and performance, and Suzuki has an outboard for every occasion. Come by and see our complete line of boats and trailers, and visit our full service and parts department to help you enjoy the ultimate boating lifestyle. Special boat race pricing through April 30th. Lichty Marina Marathon, 9200 Overseas Highway, marathonsuzuki.com.
We now go behind the scenes to one of the major credit card companies.
$3,000 in credit cards today. Well, there's the processing fee, the we need to eat lunch fee, the just because we can fee.
Stop. Are you a small business owner processing credit cards, but when you look at your bank account, your profit is nowhere near what it could be, and all the so-called fees don't even make sense? Time for something new, something that makes a lot of sales sense. Mike Krause and his team at SalesSense want to show you the ways you could be saving that hard-earned profit. Mike has been developing the best payment applications for businesses like yours for over 20 years and offers payment processing and solutions with zero agreements, zero setup charges, zero rate increases, and for a limited time, get a free Clover point-of-sales device, all with complete on-site training for you and your team. Mike is your neighbor, so when you have a question, you could call him directly and not some customer service center who knows where. Call 305-723-1234 today and start making sales that make sense with SalesSense. 305-723-1234. That's 305-723-1234.
Being a small business owner
isn't for everyone, but there you are, employing people, keeping customers happy. We tip our sunglasses to you. It's not easy. We got that. So when it comes to advertising your business and adding customers, at Keys Talk 96.9 and 102.5, we'd like a chance to earn your business part of the Magnum Broadcasting family. Locally owned, locally involved, locally committed. The Magnum Broadcasting family of radio stations in the Keys. You know, we're small business owners just like you. And the last thing you need right now is another headache. That's why we've made it simple and easy to get on the air and add new customers. And if it's okay with you, we'd rather see you in person or talk on the phone. We can email and text later on if we make the cut. Call 305-296-9968. 305-296-9968. Thanks for your consideration. 305-296-9968.
From the Talon Wealth Studios, this is Keys Talk 96.9-1025. Talon Wealth is the official financial planner of the Florida Keys. More at guardingyournestegg.com. This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9-1025.
And good morning, Keys. Keys Talk, 96.9-1025. The talk of the Keys, 75 degrees on our way to 82. As mentioned, still no major incidents on the roadways up and down US 1. Looking pretty clear. Again, watch the school buses, heed the school zones and the construction areas. There are a few of those to be aware of up and down the Keys. We now say good morning. We have Dr. Tarek Alajami. He is with Mount Sinai Cardiology. He is a cardiologist, urology, vascular care as well, taking place at Mount Sinai Specialty Care. But we are speaking specifically with Dr. Alajami, who is a cardiologist, and we've spoken before. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. Thank you for having me.
Yes, you had.
I'm good. Thank you.
Yes, great. You had an in-person visit with us, and certainly appreciated and enjoyed getting to know you and your colleagues over the past number of months here, and we appreciate you coming to our location in Key West. Previously, we now have you on the phone on Keys Talk, and we want to familiarize this audience with you, with Mount Sinai, and some of the issues that Mount Sinai helps us with. First off, mention Mount Sinai with its multiple locations directly here in the Keys, which is Mount Sinai Specialty Care, 3401 Northside Drive, Key West, Mount Sinai Primary Care Diagnostic Center, in 2505 Flagler Avenue, Key West. Mount Sinai Primary Care is at 3720 North Roosevelt Boulevard in Key West, as well as in Marathon. Multiple locations for you. So, doctor, let's start with you as a cardiologist. I had asked you this question before, but let's get to know you as the person as well just a little bit. What was your motivation for getting into the medical field and then getting specifically into the cardiology profession?
Well, actually, I first wanted to be a physicist. I had like this keen interest in physics. I thought it's a cool field. Mm-hmm. But then there was part of me when I was in my formative years. I like to help people. Coming from a Canadian Lebanese background, in Lebanon especially, you're either a lawyer or a doctor. So I chose to be a doctor. So I applied to medical school. I get into medical school. And then during my medical studies, when I was taking cardiovascular physiology, actually it's the only specialty, mostly, that combines physics with medicine. So the cardiovascular system is basically a pump. It's electricity, and actually it has pipes. So all that is combined also by hemodynamics. So this is where I got more interested in cardiology. And I knew I wanted to be a cardiologist since I was 20 years old. So all my life was revolved around this specialty.
So, doctor, going from physics to cardiology, certainly it does show that you would rather deal with people than in the lab full time, I would think. But certainly it's a very vast field, part of internal medicine, of course, but it is very important to us here in the Keys, and we are grateful that Mount Sinai has sent specialists with your skill level to the Keys here to take care of our population at the multiple locations in the Florida Keys here. So let's talk about some cardiology issues in terms of what are some of the afflictions you see most typically in the Keys when it comes to cardiology?
So I've been going there for several months now, and the common diseases that are prevalent there are, I would say, more or less reflect what's going on also in the nation, in other cities and rural areas as well. The top three diseases actually are coronary artery disease, which is a disease of the coronary arteries, the arteries that supply the muscle of the heart. These arteries are vital to give nutrients, blood, and oxygen to the muscle of the heart so it can function properly. Mm-hmm. So when plaque builds up in these arteries and they get clogged, this can lead to heart attacks and chest pains and the common symptoms that patients with heart disease complain of. Mm-hmm. The second disease is actually the disease of the pump of the heart, meaning that when there's not enough blood to the muscle of the heart, or when there's like excessive long-term alcohol abuse or drug abuse, that leads to damage of the muscle of the heart so that the heart cannot pump enough blood, and this is called heart failure. So this is the second disease I see in the Keys. The third is actually atrial fibrillation, which you need an organized electrical conduction system to help the pumping function of the heart. When there's jumbling of this electrical system, it causes something called AFib, which is a jumbled irregular rhythm that affects the pumping function of the heart. AFib that has consequences like heart failure. It does increase the risk for stroke, because when there's jumbling in the upper chamber of the heart, there's pooling of the blood, there's clot formation, and then this clot can travel from the heart to the brain, leading to stroke. So these are the three common diseases, and they're very prevalent in the United States, and many factors make these diseases very common.
Again, Dr. Tarek El-Ajami, he is with us from Mount Sinai Medical Center. Dr. El-Ajami is a cardiologist with Mount Sinai. And again, the locations in Key West, Mount Sinai Specialty Care, 3401 Northside Drive, Mount Sinai Primary Care Diagnostic Center, 2505 Flagler, and the Primary Care Center for Mount Sinai in Key West, 3720 North Roosevelt Boulevard, also available in Marathon. So, doctor, what are some of the symptoms then? Say people, as they age, they might start to feel a little bit differently, but can you give us an idea of symptoms that may be an indication that a trip to the cardiologist may be needed?
So any symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, racing heartbeats, skipped heartbeats, dizziness, fatigue, actually, if somebody is fatigued more than usual, and it's unusual for, the person that, is carrying the daily activity, and then this daily activity has changed, like somebody exercises every day, mm-hmm. or does like the hard work in the yard, and if they feel like they can't do it anymore, this could be a sign for heart problems. These are the common symptoms that I see on a daily basis.
Interesting. So what are some of the screening measures then that are recommended? I know we have an aging population in Florida and in the Keys as well, but I would assume that some tests and screening just to keep an eye on your heart health are recommended.
So it's the first test that I usually order as a screening test is usually the cholesterol panel, the lipid panel, mm-hmm. Because lipids have shown to play a key role in the plaque buildup of the coronary arteries and lead to coronary disease. We have to check the sugar as well, the blood glucose, because it also plays into this process. Both as well can contribute to the development of heart failure. So a simple blood test can tell me a lot. So a simple blood test that include lipids and glucose can make me risk stratify and build a risk profile for any patient, even as early as the 20s, and decide what's my next step and how we will prevent heart attacks and stroke, heart failure and AFib in these patients. The other thing is family history is very important, so we ask thoroughly about the family history. For example, if you have family history of AFib, you're at 40% risk to have AFib in your life. If you have family history of coronary artery disease, and specifically premature family history of coronary artery disease, so in women before 65 and men before 55, usually this is a sign that you are at risk for coronary artery disease. Some of the other screening tools actually is simple, like physical exam. We look for signs of blockages in the arteries, whether arteries of the neck called carotid arteries, or arteries in the legs, which is a very common disease and underdiagnosed. So physical exam is still key, although we have all these tools and methods on our fingertips, but physical exam is still important in the screening.
Yes. Dr. Elajami, he is cardiologist with Mount Sinai Medical Center here in the Keys, as well as Miami Beach. And, doctor, you talked about some fairly simple screening processes, but cardiac care does involve some very complicated measures and procedures as well, and Mount Sinai is very well equipped to take care of all of those with state-of-the-art technology and techniques.
So the common ways to screen for an actual presence of coronary artery disease, now we're trying to confirm if there is disease or not. Okay. That could include, as I said, the EKG plus a stress test. So we can do a stress test to kind of challenge the heart and see how's the blood flow in the heart and the coronary arteries of the heart. And there's several stress tests. It could be a stress test with an EKG connected to the patient and the patient exercises on the treadmill. It could be a stress test where we introduce medications that help the heart exercise if the patient cannot exercise. Another stress test could be through nuclear imaging, which is a very sensitive test. And plus, if we want to look at the valves of the heart, screen for or diagnose valvular heart disease, and look at the pumping function of the heart, what we do is usually an echocardiogram. Echocardiogram is meant to look at the valves, the pumping function, and the pressures inside the heart, and it tells a lot.
Yeah. So all of those procedures are available with Mount Sinai, with you and your associates there as well. So certainly world-class care, Mount Sinai here in the Keys and in Miami Beach as well. So, Dr. Elajami, you had also mentioned some family predispositions to arrhythmia and heart disease and the like. Those are issues that an individual really doesn't have control over. But what preventative measures can a patient take to help reduce their risk of cardiovascular disease?
That's true, Michael. So there's usually, the way we classify risk factors, there's the modifiable risk factors, which you can modify, mm-hmm. and there's the non-modifiable, which is genetics. Mm-hmm. So modifiable, number one, stop smoking. Smoking is the worst risk factor for heart disease. And nowadays, people are shifting from smoking to vaping. Mm-hmm. So vaping is something new, and vaping does the same effect. It also increases the risk for atrial fibrillation. Mm-hmm. That's number one. Number two, in terms of prevention, we want to make sure your blood pressure is normal. You want to lose weight. You want to manage your stress. You want to sleep 7 to 8 hours. You want to eat heart-healthy diet. This could be plant-based diet, Mediterranean diet, DASH diet, these three common diets that have shown to improve cardiovascular outcomes in patients with or without cardiovascular disease. Exercising is very important. We are lucky we live in Florida. Mm-hmm. We can exercise for most of the year. Mm-hmm. And exercising could be as simple as scoring 10,000 steps daily by walking. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to sweat a lot. You just have to sweat a little bit. And when you walk, the appropriate way to walk and exercise your heart is when you actually can't speak when you're walking. This is like, this tells you that the intensity is good enough for your cardiovascular health. The AHA, American Heart Association, and American College of Cardiology, they do recommend about moderate exercise, which is about like 150 minutes per week. Try to exercise at least 5 days per week. Basically, these are the factors that come into the prevention of cardiovascular disease. Other stuff to prevent AFib, sometimes excessive coffee, more than 3-4 cups of coffee, can be a trigger for AFib. Daily alcohol drinking, binge drinking can also lead to AFib and also in general affect the cardiovascular health. So you want to commit to the moderate amount of drinking and avoid daily drinking. And besides that, there's the way I explain it, I like to explain it to my patients sometimes, is it's called cardiometabolic health. So when you eat healthy, sleep well, exercise, this will control many factors that are modifiable and prevent heart disease. And these factors are like, so when you exercise, sleep well, eat healthy, stop smoking, you lose weight, then you're preventing hypertension, you're preventing diabetes, you're preventing obesity, and then this actually prevents heart disease. This prevents coronary artery disease. This prevents heart failure. This prevents AFib. It's not simple, but it's very clear. The problem is that some patients cannot do that, and this is where we have to see them in clinic. We have to apply preventative health counseling in order for them to understand what is the process of preventing heart disease, and for us also to understand what are the challenges in this patient to prevent him or her from getting a heart attack, stroke, or heart failure, or AFib.
Very good. Well, good advice. It sounds like getting rid of bad habits and gaining some good ones certainly can help with heart health in general. Key West, location of Mount Sinai Specialty Care, 3401 Northside Drive, Mount Sinai Primary Care Diagnostic Center, also in Key West, 2505, Mount Sinai Primary Care, 3720 North Roosevelt Boulevard, Key West, also Marathon location, and all available online, MSMC.com. So visiting this morning with Dr. Alajami, he is cardiologist with Mount Sinai here in the Keys and as well as in Miami Beach. But, Doctor, we are certainly very grateful that you are coming to the Keys and working directly with patients to help them with their heart health and heart maladies. So I think we've covered a lot of ground here this morning, and I'm sure that you have a busy day awaiting you. Is there anything else, though, you'd like to mention this morning before we let you continue with your day?
Well, thank you first for having me again. And it's a pleasure to serve the Key West community. I actually enjoy my days there. Yes. And I think there's a lot of work. And we as Mount Sinai, we will put tremendous efforts to help the cardiovascular health in Key West.
Well, thank you. You and your colleagues certainly are really the cream of the crop, some of the best in the world, and now available here in Key West with world-class facilities, both in Miami Beach and the accessibility to those here in the Keys with direct contact with those expert physicians and facilities as well. So, Dr. Alajami, we appreciate you being here this morning. We look forward to visiting with you again.
Thank you, Michael. Yes, have a great day.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Take care. It is Dr. Tarek Alajami. He is cardiologist in Mount Sinai Medical Center, again, available in Key West as well as Miami Beach. He did say that we should curtail our coffee intake. I have a feeling I need yet another cup this morning. But anyway, 839 Keys Talk, 96.9 1025, the talk of the Keys, and we do return in just a moment.
Save this spring with an auto loan from Keys Federal Credit Union. At Keys FCU, we offer competitive rates, personalized service, and hassle-free approval. You'll save with low rates on all new, used, and refinanced vehicles. With an auto loan from Keys FCU, you will be driving off in style with your trusted credit union by your side. Visit keysfcu.org or any branch from Key West to Tavernier to get your low-rate auto loan today. Subject to credit approval, restrictions may apply. See us for details.
Key West's newest authentic Irish pub, dining, and rooftop lounge is Celtic Conch Public House, 528 Front Street, featuring delicious Irish cuisine and tasty pub grub, more than 40 Irish whiskeys, specialty cocktails, and local drafts. Don't miss happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 with half-off appetizers, domestic beer, and select liquors, $2 Tito's and wine too, plus the best in live entertainment. Tuesday, catch Corey Hill from 4:30 to 7:30 and trivia from 6 to 9. Wednesdays, it's Matt Gardy from 4 to 7 p.m. Thursdays, Tom Curtis Jr. plays from 2 to 5. Al Romano Sinatra in the Keys is on the rooftop from 5 to 8, and Dean Dunleavy is downstairs from 5 to 8. Friday features Gabriel Donahue downstairs from 5 to 8. Lance is on the rooftop from 7 to 10, and Milo is live from 8 to 11. Saturday, Milo entertains from 5 to 8. Lance plays on the rooftop from 7 to 10, and it's Gabriel Donahue from 8 to 11. Sundays, it's Tom Curtis Jr. from 1 to 4, and Gabriel Donahue from 4 to 7. Celtic Conch Public House, 528 Front Street, Key West. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Slauncha.
It's the Conch Republic Independence Day celebration now through April 28th, celebrating 42 years of fun dependence. Stop by the Welcome Center daily between 2 and 9 p.m. to pick up your official Conch Republic citizen passports, complimentary program guide, and more. Today from 5 to 8 p.m., enjoy the Conch Republic Military Muster and Conch Tail Party on the Truman Waterfront Pier next to the Ingham, foot of Southern Street. From 5:30 to 6:30 p.m., it's the 42nd Annual Independence Day Ceremony at Truman Waterfront Pier, foot of Southern Street. For more information on other great daily events, visit Conch Republic.
What does being responsible mean to you? It means a lot to Mike Lester. Mike is the founder of Talon Wealth, and when he talks about financial planning for retirement, he's very clear about what he believes is and is not responsible.
To me, it's not responsible, or another way to phrase that is that it's irresponsible for an advisor to promote products to individuals, to promote products like annuities, to promote products like real estate investment trust, to promote things that pay that advisor a commission. And the advisor gets the commission whether the client does well or not. And then they're making promises that aren't, I just feel like too many people have been misled. And so it needs to be a responsible plan.
Get to know Mike Lester and the Talon team at 305-360-1000.
Advisory services offered through Talon Private Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The opinions voiced and information provided in this material are for general informational purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual.
Good morning, dear. Breakfast almost ready.
In a minute. So did you happen to call someone about spalling repair for the house?
You know what? I knew I forgot something yesterday.
Honey, you know how important spalling repair is, especially here in the Keys. If that spalling damage gets any worse...
Don't worry. I'll call Design Center and Marathon.
When?
Today.
How about now?
Okay, dear. Now.
Design Center, the most efficient spalling contractor in the Keys, providing the fastest results. With over 40 years combined experience in spalling repair and a member of the International Concrete Repair Institute, Design Center can handle the largest jobs to small structures. They also handle quite a number of condominium and county projects. Mention this ad or the program you're listening to and receive 10% off your spalling repair. Visit designcenterfl.com or call 305-735-4042. Design Center, 6677 Overseas Highway, Marathon. License number CGC 1523838. Remember, mention this ad or the program you're listening to and receive 10% off your spalling repair from Design Center.
Greetings and salutations from Historic Pepe's Cafe in Key West's historic seaport. Moore and I wanted to take a moment to thank our wonderful staff and patrons. Together, we have completed the work to ensure Pepe's, the oldest eatery in the Florida Keys and second oldest in the state, remains a part of Key West history for the next 115 years. Still fresh squeezed, and made to order, like it's supposed to be. Fantastic specials and cool as hell retail. 806 Caroline Street, Key West, or pepeskeywest.com.
If it's happening in the Keys, you will hear about it here. This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
Ron, probably as much, but coffee is important.
There we go. Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. We just heard the tail end of our conversation here with Deputy Chief R.L. Kalina saying coffee is important, and that's exactly when we on. So anyway, we've been talking about coffee earlier in the day, and now we're talking about coffee with Deputy Chief R.L. Kalina from Monroe County Fire Rescue. Deputy Chief, I got to imagine coffee is really very important in your field.
You know, and I'd like to say for some of us, I know other people find other vices, healthier vices, after listening to our guest earlier on, you know, staying healthy. Definitely important to stay healthy, but I will tell you, for me personally, coffee is a morning staple. Oh, absolutely.
Well, and again, you and your team have to be available and ready to go at a moment's notice, day or night. So coffee's imperative. my son-in-law is a police officer as well, and you know, they work overnights, and they're available. But you guys have to be ready to go no matter what.
So definitely, and it's like, it's moderation, and everything's in moderation.
Yeah. Well, the doctor was also talking about the need for plenty of sleep, and that's where I inject the coffee and skimp on the sleep. So anyway, I'm
absolutely.
But anyway, no smoking here. That's good. And smoking can lead to fires, and we don't want any of that either. So
absolutely not.
We'll take that advice here. So, Deputy Chief, I know that you and the entire department are continually involved in the community. That's a very big part of your mission and outreach. Recently, we had a couple of things going on with the department. Summerlin Farms had an Earth Day situation, an Earth Day celebration, and you had the department personnel there.
Yeah, Summerlin Farms, and they had an Earth Day celebration and a mangrove planting event, and we had crews on at the event to kind of help participate and be out there to answer any questions, anything with fire life safety, anything with prevention. But they were treated. It's just such a great event. All the crews that came from there, they spoke volumes of what they're doing in the research there for the Florida Keys. And just everything that has to do between the mangrove planting, the plant a million corals, it was a great opportunity to kind of get out in the community and see what other people are doing.
Yeah. Well, also, we talked about Dr. Elijami from Mount Sinai talked about exercise being important. You had a contingent there at the 7 Mile Bridge Run. And I know you had a support personnel there, but did you have people actually running in the run?
Definitely, we definitely had the support for the south end of the bridge where the race started. Monroe County Fire Rescue was on scene early in preparation, but this year we had an even larger group than we've had the previous years. We had some run in full gear. We had some participating, the families, the children of the firefighters. It was a great event, just a great time all around, and great representation by Monroe County Fire Rescue. Absolutely.
Very good. Well, coming up, we've got some other events too. Friday, April 26th, Bocce, I believe you said Coalition. I'm not sure, but it's a special Olympics event. So you all.
Yes. Yeah, something somewhat new. We've assisted the last couple of years with the Monroe County Bocce culmination with the Special Olympics, and that's on Friday the 26th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. So we look forward to that. We assist with hosting a medical standby for that for the organization and for the visitors and the members and obviously the athletes that are competing that day.
Deputy Chief R.L. Kalina with Monroe County Fire Rescue, Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. Also coming up on May 4th, the Big Pine Community Park Wildfire Preparedness Day. I speak with Wilton Simpson, the Commissioner of Agriculture. I'll speak with him again tomorrow. And he does talk often about the wildfire prevention and wildfire fighting efforts of the Department of Agriculture. I know they're a close partner with Monroe County Rescue.
They really are. And I guess a lot of times, you know, you don't think about the wildland fires, the impact to the Florida Keys. But, you know, obviously the Big Pine area, we have a quite dense area there. So it's a lot about the community preparedness, the tips to protect you and your community. We have the, you know, we present our fire trucks along with Department of Forestry. They're there with their brush trucks, their apparatus to kind of get in between those areas if we need to do some type of joint operation to assist with controlling a wildfire. The National Weather Service Association, they're out there as well. You know, they're a big part of us down here in the Keys between hurricanes, wildfire, and just overall daily weather.
Yeah. Well, Deputy Chief, you had mentioned, hurricanes just in that last sentence. we're starting to hear more about it again. It's that time of the year where June 1st is going to be here quickly. And we are hearing some rumblings that there's going to be more hurricanes, pretty active hurricane season with the water temperature heating up and the like. So we've got the EOC opening on the horizon. That's going to be, I don't want to say a game changer, but that's going to be a tremendous step forward in
absolutely preparedness. Yeah, we're extremely excited about the resource that the new Emergency Operations Center is going to provide the county as an entirety. It's state of the art. It's been well planned out. It was well designed, and the operation of that is going to allow for several hundred operators, if needed, to be in one facility, secure, and conducting operations countywide. So it's definitely a amazing addition to this county and to the workers that utilize and operate in those functions during natural disasters.
Yeah. Again, Deputy Chief R.L. Colina with us from Monroe County Fire Rescue, Keys Talk 96.9 1025, the Talk of the Keys. So, Chief Colina, the volunteer opportunities, we talk a lot about the outreach on the part of the department. We've talked from time to time about some career opportunities, and we can talk a little bit about training here as well. But volunteerism is also an opportunity within the department.
Yes, I know we have a Tavernier volunteer has a volunteer department and opportunities along with Key Largo Volunteer Fire Department, and a lot of those, you know, we hopefully between our training facility that we're one of like 40 training facilities in the state that's certified. And the programs we offer for our locals in form of the Hot Shots program, mm-hmm. to get them fully certified to a professional firefighter standard and hopefully, you know, obtain a full-time position. So it's a great stepping stone to give people the opportunity to kind of give back to the community and at the same time develop into a career that is, I will tell you, after nearly 27 years, does not get boring. Mm-hmm. I promise you that.
Uh-oh. And free coffee too. So yeah.
Free, yes.
So, Deputy Chief, just explain a little bit. Then you had mentioned a couple of the stations in the county. Are they is the personnel there volunteer fire force, or is that staff and volunteers? How does that work?
So the station that we have in Tavernier has retained the Tavernier Volunteer Fire Department. They right now, though, currently all the Monroe County fire stations are fully staffed with full-time paid firefighters, Florida certified and credentialed as a professional firefighter. So some of the other organizations that retain a volunteer status, they do have training requirements that they are to meet, and they do function in a capacity of support for some of those areas.
Okay. And it's a little ways away, but the Hot Shots Academy is a good way for people to find out if they are interested in a career in fire rescue.
It really is. It's a great opportunity for locals and, you know, for others outside the community as well. The big part for the locals is that, you know, the fee for locals for that training academy in that program are waived. So it is something that we look forward to, you know, kind of encouraging the locals, and we do a lot of outreach with that program as well. And I know a lot of times people think that, well, I may be too old, or and that's the furthest thing from the truth. I will tell you that we've seen all types of different age groups go through that facility and be just as successful as anyone else. So it's just having the desire and putting forth the time it takes, and we get you trained.
Again, Deputy Chief R.L. Colina with us, Keys Talk 96.9 102.5 Talk of the Keys, visiting with the Monroe County Fire Rescue this morning. And I also did see April, you've got Autism Awareness Month. You'll see firefighters local to
909
wearing the Autism Awareness T-shirts. We talked about Special Olympics. We talked about a lot of the causes and needs that the firefighters fulfill. So they're now raising awareness during Autism Awareness Month as well.
And it was it's a great event. One of our firefighter paramedics, Jake Warner, he kind of spearheaded the event for us. He brought in guest speakers and professionals to help kind of bridge the gap between some of these calls that responders may go to and with patients that may be may have the condition of autism. So it was a great event. It was a great time in terms of learning opportunities for men and women of Monroe County and those that attended from outside agencies. So we put a lot of effort into it, and we look at just continuously building that program each year and making it even larger for the coming years.
Yeah. Well, and I know the police department of Key West and the sheriff's department, they've all made
tremendous
in training and helping facilitate those with autism, because whether it's the police or fire rescue, all the first responders are the first contact in many cases with those with autism, being in need. So
absolutely.
It's a very, very worthwhile cause.
Very worthwhile cause, and like I said, it does a tremendous opportunity to help bridge the gap and ensure that we're communicating correctly and we are providing the services that are needed.
Yeah, indeed. Again, our Chief R.L. Colina, he's with us from Monroe County Fire Rescue on Keys Talk 96.9 102.5, the Talk of the Keys. So we covered a lot of ground here this morning, Deputy.
We did.
About time for us to both get another cup of coffee. But before we do, anything else you'd like to mention, sir?
No, I just want to say once again, like always, thank you very much for having me, letting me kind of get out a little bit of what's going on within the county, within Monroe County Fire Rescue. Yes, and on behalf of Fire Chief Callahan and the rest of the staff here, always going to be extremely proud to serve this community. So thank you.
And we are very indebted and humbled to have you here and to have the service every day of all of your brave first responders there. So we thank you for that. MonroeCounty-FL.gov is where you can find out more about Monroe County Fire Rescue of the Florida Keys. So Deputy Chief R.L. Colina, thank you so much again for being here.
You got it.
Your service. Be safe, and we'll talk soon.
You as well. Thank you, and be safe.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Deputy Chief R.L. Colina with us. Monroe County Fire Rescue on Keys Talk 96.9 102.5, the Talk of the Keys. It's 8:57 now, and we will check see if there has been any responders needed up and down US-1 as of this morning. Not at this point, anyway. No major incidents to report, but we can be assured that if there are any traffic incidents or injuries, Monroe County Fire Rescue will immediately be on the scene tending to those in need. So it is, as mentioned, 8:57 now. Beautiful day on tap. It's clearing up. Had a little bit of cloud cover this morning. 74 for the high, though, today. Mostly sunny, high near 82. Tonight, slight chance of showers at 10%, 74. 10% chance of showers tomorrow at 83 for the high. Thursday, 82 and mostly sunny. Friday, 82, mostly sunny. And the weekend, just take a quick peek, looking pretty good. Saturday, sunny, 83. Sunday, just a slight chance of showers, 10% of that at 82 for Sunday's high. Conk Republic Independence Days continue all week. That's going through Sunday. Big festivities at Truman Waterfront Park this afternoon. So check everything available at conkrepublic.com, and we'll have updates for you of every day's events each day this week on Keys Talk 96.9 102.5, the Talk of the Keys. Time to get set for Glenn Beck. He comes your way in just a few moments, followed by Clay and Buck. They come your way at noon. There's Sean Hannity at 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, Mark Levin, 9 o'clock, Jesse Kelly, Coast to Coast AM overnight. As always, breaking news as it happens, local, state, national news, is updated at least every half hour. Weather updated around the clock. Thank you so much for listening to Keys Talk 96.9 1025, the talk of the entire Keys.
The weather is warming up here in the beautiful Florida Keys, and it is the perfect time to make your dream of boat ownership come true. Save this spring with a boat or engine-only loan from Keys Federal Credit Union. We offer competitive rates, 110% financing available, terms up to 240 months, and there are no prepayment penalties. It's time to set sail with your trusted credit union by your side. Visit keysfcu.org or any branch from Key West to Tavernier to get your low-rate boat or engine-only loan today. Subject to credit approval, restrictions may apply. See us for details.
It's the Conch Republic Independence Day celebration now through April 28th, celebrating 42 years of fun dependence. Stop by the Welcome Center daily between 2 and 9 p.m. to pick up your official Conch Republic citizen passports, complimentary program guide, and more. Today from 5 to 8 p.m., enjoy the Conch Republic military muster and conchtail party on the Truman Waterfront Pier next to the Ingham, foot of Southern Street. From 5:30 to 6:30 p.m., it's the 42nd annual Independence Day ceremony at Truman Waterfront Pier, foot of Southern Street. For more information on other great daily events, visit Conch Republic.
Keys Talk 96.9 1025 is WKEZ Tavernier, WPIK Summerlin Key, guided by Talon Wealth and GuardingYourNestEgg.com.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, where he faces up to $10,000 in fines at a hearing this hour before his criminal trial resumes into 10 alleged Trump gag order violations.
And prosecutors from Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office want Judge Juan Merchan to warn the former president that he could end up in jail for 30 days if he does not cut it out.
Fox's Eric Shawn outside the court says that gag order was imposed after
Mr. Trump's attacks on witnesses, court staff, and the judge's daughter. You know, she works for a political consulting firm that advises many prominent Democrats, among them President Biden.
The former president calls this entire criminal case political persecution. He's charged with falsifying records in the 2016 payments to an adult film star to keep her allegations of an affair he denies quiet. The Senate plans to vote today on a foreign aid package that House passed Saturday, despite some Republicans objecting to new Ukraine funding. 61 of the $95 billion package would go help Ukraine battle Russia, Fox's Ryan Schmelz reports.
Some Republicans could make an attempt to stonewall the bill's passage over frustrations with its price tag and a lack of border security measures. Progressive Senator Bernie Sanders says he plans to offer amendments to, quote, cut billions in offensive military funding to Israel.
Now, pro-Palestinian protests keep flaring up on college campuses from California to Michigan to New York. That's at NYU, where police made dozens of arrests. At Columbia, they've set up hybrid learning the rest of the semester. Students fearing for their safety can take classes remotely. 4 weeks after a cargo ship crashed into a Baltimore bridge, collapsing and killing six workers, the city's filed a lawsuit that
accuses Grace Ocean, the owner of the dolly, and its managing company, Synergy Marine Group, of negligence in operating the ship. It seeks unspecified damages and says the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge has hurt the economy, forced cleanup on the river.
That's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. Are you still on the fence about owning gold? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. The Oxford Gold Group are the pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD.
This is Florida News Now.
President Biden is set to deliver a speech on reproductive freedom today in Tampa. The stop ahead of the six-week abortion ban that goes into effect in the Sunshine State and other swing states like Georgia and South Carolina on May 1st. Florida voters will be weighing in on Amendment 4 in November. It would enshrine abortion rights in the state constitution. A Leon County Circuit Judge has put a hold on Florida State University's lawsuit against the Atlantic Coast Conference, saying the school needs to amend its legal challenge before the big money case can move forward. Representing the ACC, and
Amber Nunali.
After operating under and receiving the financial benefits of the grants of rights for more than a decade, Florida State is now asking you to invalidate the contracts they believe no longer serve them.
FSU's attorney Peter Rush argues the potential penalties are unreasonable. Over two dozen Haitians are heading back home after a human smuggling operation has broken up off Miami-Dade County. Several local and federal agencies stopped the boat off Key Biscayne, which had 30 Haitians on board. Two people are being investigated for smuggling. A little break at the pumps statewide. Florida gas prices are down again, 3 cents cheaper than yesterday. AAA puts today's statewide average at $3.53 for a gallon of regular. A large alligator blamed for halting a flight at MacDill Air Force Base. The 10-footer found its way onto the tarmac. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission officials responded, wrangling the gator, ultimately relocating